most wildlife are, you know, well suited to deal with the Missouri weather. But where we live, we like to observe wildlife. So one thing that you can do to help ensure that, you know, they come through the winter in good condition, people like to feed squirrels and birds, and the squirrels and birds will take full advantage of that. And it'll help them to keep from having to be as active to find the calories they need to stay warm in the cold weather.
Now, when we're feeding those animals, anything that's off limits that we should not be offering to them?
No, I mean, squirrels, of course, like all sorts of various nuts. Birds, it depends on what you feed as to what suite of bird species you might get feeding, be it small seeds, large seeds. Some birds prefer like suet feeders or peanut butter. Some birds even like cut fruit placed out for them. But there's really not anything that's off limits to them at this time of year. Where you want to be careful is in the warmer months when you put out things that could get moldy or transfer bacteria or mold to the animals and cause infections or illness. That's not as much of an issue in the winter.
Okay, very good. Now let's talk about shelter. Are there things that we can do to be helpful there as well?
I think most of our wild animals are good enough at building their own shelter or taking advantage of a cavity in a tree or a nest of leaves, or they get underground. There's not a lot that we can do for shelter, but if you do have bird houses, there are certain species that are dependent upon those, and more important that they have them for breeding than what they have them during the winter. But if they've got them available in the winter, they'll use them some as well, such as bluebirds, woodpeckers, some other cavity nesting species that people may not realize, some chickadees and other bird species.
Very good. Well, lots of useful information. What else can we keep in mind moving into the winter for the wildlife?
A lot of species, you know, they just simply move further south if they can, particularly, you know, winged species. But some of those birds that you see on your property in the winter may not be the same ones that were there in the spring and summer. The ones that you had as residents in the spring and summer may be several states south, and the ones that you're observing right now in your yard might be spring and summer residents of Minnesota or Michigan or southern Canada. So a lot of things do migrate. Winter actually is a natural selection time for some of our wildlife species, where some just won't make it through to spring, and that's to be expected. But it'll go unnoticed to us for the most part. You won't realize that that's what winter's there to do, but it is. That's what it's there to do.
Very interesting. Well, sir, we want to thank you for your time and the information. Anything else that you would like to add?
Winter's a good time to observe wildlife and, you know, get a bird book and some binoculars and try to teach yourself some of the birds that are visiting feeders. And, you know, it's a good way to spend a cold day. We'd be sitting inside looking out your window, being warm, enjoying a cup of tea, and learning about Missouri's wildlife.